This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
And my God will meet all your needs according to His riches, His glorious riches. To our God and Father be glory forever.
And my God will meet all your needs. And my God will meet all your needs. And my God will meet all your needs. And my God will meet all your needs.
According to His riches that's found in Jesus Christ.
He is meeting all our needs and He has paid the price.
No matter what we hope for or what we need in life,
God will give us all we need through Jesus' sacrifice.
Who's gonna meet your needs?
Jesus, Jesus.
Who's gonna meet your needs?
And I know He's gonna meet your needs.
Who's gonna meet your needs?
I know He will be with you.
Who's gonna meet your needs?
Beyond the doubt of me.
Riches that's found in Jesus Christ.
He is meeting all our needs and He has paid the price.
No matter what we hope for or what we need in life,
God will give us all we need through Jesus' sacrifice.
Who's gonna meet your needs?
Jesus.
Who's gonna meet your needs?
I believe that Jesus will.
You are a big fish, so never swim with little or small ones. Your presence will either disturb the very existence ones, or they will swamp you in when you try to be gentle or docile. Anytime you make a little move, you will walk them for a mile. When your close associates feel uneasy about your presence, know who you are and never try to explain the real essence. Just move to a bigger arena like the whale of the great ocean. Then you can fully operate your world without any commotion. Once swamped and crowded by little minds and got restricted, I got to know and moved to my large world and my life just started. Don't be offended. You are too large for their company. So move. From Deeper Reflections by Emmanuel Coy.
Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then, ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollarville. Welcome you once again to A Healthy You, your favorite program. So Esther, tell us some of the foods that are healthy for our eyes.
Okay. Some of the foods that are healthy for the eyes. As Madam mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. we have carrots.
Okay.
And as we have discussed earlier, mm-hmm. we said vitamin E is very, very important mm-hmm. When it comes to vision.
Okay.
So in carrots, we have carotene. We have carotene in carrots.
Okay.
And this carotene is a pro-vitamin E. So when we take in the carrots, the body utilizes the vitamin E from the carotene to help improve mm-hmm. our eyesight.
Okay.
Okay. And then how can we use this carrot? It mm-hmm. can be taken raw, okay. or we can blend it in the form of juice and mm-hmm. then drink it. And I think that's one of the commonest foods mm-hmm. that we have
on
the market.
We can add it to salad. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Or cook with it.
Yes.
Vegetable stews.
Yes.
Well, the best one is when it's taken raw.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 So,
and then I would want to add something to okay. the carrot. One thing about vegetables is that they are sensitive to light and heat. So, if you are to add it to your salad or if you are to add it to your stew, please make sure you don't heat it too much. Overcook it. Or
so when the stew is almost done, yeah. put it in slightly, then you turn the fire.
So that you'll be able to receive
the
nutrients.
Yeah, okay. Thanks so much.
And so to identify if it's not overcooked, mm-hmm. when you chew it, you have to feel the crunchiness
okay.
of the carrot. Mm. If you don't feel the crunchiness, it means you spoiled it.
Dead. Mm. Mm. Okay.
Gifty.
I like your smile.
Thank you. And we also have the grapevine.
Okay.
Which I'm taking raw.
Mm.
Yeah. And what it also does is it help with inflammation processes. It help allay.
When you say grapevine, is it grapes or it's a different plant?
It's grape.
It's grapes.
It's grapes.
Okay.
It's
okay.
grapes.
Okay.
The normal grapes, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So with the inflammation mm-hmm. stories, and you've got to know that there are a lot, the parts of the eye can be, various parts of the eye can be inflamed, mm-hmm. the conjunctival, mm-hmm. the eyelids, and all those things. Mm-hmm. So you have any of these conditions, you can take the grape and it will help you get rid of the inflammation and okay. the pain and the swollens and all that. Mm-hmm. You can help get rid of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Madam, you have anything to add?
Yes, I would like to talk about the rose,
mm-hmm.
the rose flower.
Rose?
Mm. The petal.
Beautiful,
yes,
ornamental
rose that okay. we have around.
Okay.
Different colors.
Yeah.
And so in this case, we don't eat the rose.
Okay.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And so you get the petals,
mm-hmm.
the flower itself, this part.
Okay. You
the beautiful part.
Okay.
And so you peel that one off mm-hmm. and then you make it infusion.
Mm-hmm.
You rub it mm-hmm. and then you add a little water
mm-hmm.
okay to make it like an eye drop
okay.
and then you use it to wash
The eye. Oh, okay.
And that one is good for conjunctivitis.
Oh, okay. Any color of rose, whether it's white or red,
green or blue,
you just have to make sure it's clean.
Clean. Okay, so you wash it, of course, with salt.
Okay.
So that any microorganism on it can be killed.
Okay.
And so you squeeze it, you rub it, and then you squeeze the juice.
Mm-hmm.
You add a little water, and then you can use it to wash your eye.
Okay. That's
when you're having conjunctivitis or blephar.
Blepharitis.
Okay.
That's inflammation,
inflammation
of the eyelid.
Of the eyelid. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Or inflammation of the conjunctiva.
Okay. 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 And someone also mentioned oak, oak as well, oak tree.
Okay. With the oak tree,
mm-hmm.
the oak tree has something we call tannins. These tannins are inflammatory agents. And since we said the most of the diseases that affect the eyes are as a result of inflammation. So this oak tree contains tannins, which helps to prevent inflammation of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how to use the oak tree? You get the bark of the oak tree,
mm-hmm.
and then you boil for at least, you boil for 10 minutes. So when you boil, you allow it to cool, and then you can wash the eye with it, and mm-hmm. it can help prevent inflammation of the eye.
Okay, that is good. I think our time is up. Madam, do you have anything to add before we draw the curtain?
All right. And so I think that's all we have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the carrot is good for somebody who is having any infection or inflammation of the conjunctiva or the eyelid.
So without having an infection or inflammation, I believe we can still use it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially carrot. If you eat it, it will provide enough vitamin A and it will improve on your vision.
Okay. What about green leafy vegetables?
All right. Green leafy vegetables, they are rich in iron.
Okay.
And so as I mentioned, that lack of iron can cause inflammation of the eyelid.
Okay.
All right. So if you have, if you can eat, you take in enough
whether contumely, boko, alefu.
Okay. All those.
Alefu or alefu.
Alefu.
Alefu. All those
green leafy.
Yeah.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
They are all good
for the eyes.
Mm.
Okay. Interesting. Sylvester, your last words.
Okay. So my last words to the listeners is that they should try and then obey or follow what we have said.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not been prescribed with any eye lens, don't just put them on. Mm-hmm. In the long term, they can have an effect on the eye.
Okay. Yeah. Gifty.
And please, so our beautiful ladies out there, the eye extensions as well, please, it can have an effect on your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So you are beautiful in your natural state, just as Ma said earlier on. So just maintain your beauty. Don't scrape up out your eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
Just maintain it the way it is.
Okay. And madam?
All right. So let's eat well to improve on the body as a whole.
Okay.
All right.
For someone, when you say eat well, it means take like 5 balls.
It's a balanced diet.
Okay.
Balanced diet.
Okay.
That will help the whole system.
It's been nice having this discussion. I have also learned a lot, especially the big words. Yeah. And to our friend listening to us, please, your eyes are the lights of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Take good care of them. Don't give it unnecessary pressure. And when it's time to sleep. Leave the TV alone. Rest your eyes. And to our beautiful ladies, as Gifty said, please, unnecessary makeups will not actually make you extra beautiful. You are beautiful enough because God made you wonderfully and fearfully. And those of you who work, sometimes welders and sometimes those who smoke fish and all that, protect your eyes so you don't damage them. And those who also work as boxers, do your best to dodge punches to your eyes so your retina does not get detached. Yeah. So on that note, I would want to say thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We have Sylvester Kpakpo, level 300 student of Valley Nursing Department. Gifty Ayim Trewa, level 400 student of Valley University Nursing Department. And Madam Dorothy Bafo Ewua, a faculty of Valley University Nursing Department. Thank you all so much for coming.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much, Joseph Jotepe,
my producer, and Eric Ajikum, our assistant producer. Thank you so much for coming. I am Belle Dollabill saying Mensana Inkoporo Sano. Bye bye.
Or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of salvation, purchase of God, born in His Spirit,
waiting and watching, watching for you.
We thank God that He has given us another privilege once more to spend time with His Word. You are welcome to the Moment of Truth. I'm your humble servant, Kumsin Joseph. Once more, I come in your way, and today's sermon or the Bible study is captioned or titled, Can We Believe the Bible? As you hold the Bible in your hand, you see as it is, and you ask yourself, can we really believe the Bible? What claim does the psalmist make for the scriptures? Thy word is true from the beginning. The psalmist claimed that the word of God is true, and it is true not in the 21st century, but from the very beginning of the world. My favorite writer, W.L. Emerson, observed, the higher critics dispute this statement, declaring that they have discovered many historical, geographical, chronological, scientific, and other mistakes in the scriptures. They therefore contend that if the Bible is not accurate in details which can be tested by outside evidence, it certainly cannot be infallible in its spiritual teachings. You see, one day I was in the University of Cape Coast. In the evening, there was light off. I saw a blind man, and there was some water crisis. So he came down from upstairs to fetch water, back to ups, down, back to upstairs. I decided to help him, but he said, "Are you a Christian?" I said, "Yes." "I don't want any Christian to help me." I said, "Why?" He said, "You Christians are hypocrites and you don't believe something that, you believe in something that is chronologically inaccurate." "And what is that?" I said, "What is that?" He said, "The Bible." He said he has read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation with his fingers. You see, blind, now we have technology that the blind people can use their fingers to read the Bible. He said that he has read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and has realized that the chronological arrangement of the Bible is inaccurate. This is very true. These are some of the minds and some white minds that we call critical, higher critics, and some atheists and skeptics lay much more dispute to the Bible, that the Bible is void of infallibility in its spiritual teachings. My brothers and sisters out there, can we really believe the Bible? How important is that we be certain as to the basis of our faith? It is written in Psalm 11, verse 3, that if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the Bible, which is the foundation of our faith, is destroyed, if its authenticity, if its validity is destroyed, what else can we hold in our hands as a basis of our faith? How should Christians prepare themselves to meet these attacks upon the Bible? We are therefore admonished that, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. In essence, we need to study the Bible to give reasons why the Bible can be trusted or why we can believe the Bible. To what do the Bible direct us to turn for evidence in support of their trustworthiness? In fact, when you read Job chapter 12, verse 7 and 8, it reads, "Ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee." In essence, nature around us, even taking the Bible itself aside, nature is another source of wisdom, is another source of discernment, is another source of illumination, that when we pay attention to heavens, when we pay attention to fishes in the sea, when we pay attention to earth, the grass, the tree, the birds that we see, they speak to us that this book that we talk about reveals a wonderful creature, a wonderful God. If this God is the God of creation, then the book that it reveals this God can really be trusted. Everything points with overwhelming force to a definite event or series of events of creation at some time or other. The universe cannot have originated by chance out of its present ingredients, and neither can it always have been the same as now. Sir James Jeans observed that. Therefore, as we can tell, at least nature and things around us reveal a wonderful creature, a master designer, that every designed object must have a master designer. Therefore, in the phase one of can we believe the Bible, we have discovered that indeed we can believe the Bible despite the high critics dispute that the Bible, its infallibility, can be doubted. Now we say, the witness that we do have that God created things give to their maker and to the truth of the Bible record. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are early seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So, we have discovered so far that at least nature speaks to us and directs our attention to this Bible, that the Bible reveals God that created the heavens and the earth, and the God this Bible reveals in this has condescended to make himself known to us. We praise him for making himself known to us even in nature. And in phase two, we shall discover more. Stay tuned with us. And it is my humble prayer that you continue to spend this quality time with us and you shall be blessed. May the Lord bless you and make his face to shine upon you. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we are most grateful unto you once more for helping us gradually to understand that the Bible can really be trusted, or we can believe the Bible, because nature and the things that we see around speaks about God who make himself known to us through the Bible. Thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.